The Northeast Independent School District will begin teaching more than abstinence only in its middle school sex education classes this year, and that sparked some controversy. The curriculum that NEISD is going to use is called Draw the Line, Respect the Line, produced by the company ETR. Last year, sex ed in the district was abstinence only. Aubrey Chancellor is the school district's executive director of communications.
It is still abstinence-based and always has been. The only difference now in this particular curriculum is that it's more evidence-based and that it includes an additional lesson that will go through the steps in how to properly put on a condom.
Chancellor says a lesson on condom use will be taught with printed materials and is based on information from the Centers for Disease Control. One opponent, Patrick Van Dolen, has claimed the district would use a kit with actual condoms and a replica of a penis, though Chancellor says that's not true. Van Dolen is chairman of the San Antonio Family Association, a Christian nonprofit that describes itself as defending the family.
It also has two pamphlets in it. One, a larger pamphlet, says called Condom Facts, and the other one's a much smaller one on how to use a condom. And so it's very overt in what it's teaching to these 11 and 13-year-olds.
Chancellor says that she sent Van Dolen a letter saying the kit would not be used.
The San Antonio Family Association very well knows that the Northeast Independent School District has never planned on using that lesson, that kit, or anything inside that kit. We've informed them of that several times, and we're not really certain why they continue to say that we're going to use something they know that we're not going to.
Van Dolen says the Family Association wants a strictly abstinence-only curriculum.
It's best for children, especially 11 to 14-year-olds, middle school students, to educate on abstinence only. It is in conformity with all the other NEISD programs, which are risk avoidance. And risk avoidance means no drinking, no drugs, no smoking. And in this case, it had been previously no sex until marriage. And from that standpoint, that's what's healthiest for these children.
First and foremost, the district has always and will continue to say that the only 100% effective way to prevent pregnancy or STDs is abstinence. We stress that. That is the crux of the curriculum.
In fact, it's Texas law that if school districts do teach sex ed, they must teach that abstinence is the only fail-proof way to avoid getting pregnant or getting STDs.
However, we are also going to let the students know if they go in another direction, if they make a different choice for themselves, they need to know properly how to, protect themselves.
Denise Jones is the mother of a sixth grader, Erin, who attends Barbara Bush Middle School in NEISD. Erin is the youngest of Jones's four children. Jones is also the former chairwoman of the School Health Advisory Council, which advised the district on sex ed curriculum changes.
Obviously, they're going through changes with their bodies, and I think it's important for them to understand how their body works and things that they may be presented with. I mean, in today's society, things are happening, I think, at younger ages, based on social media, based on what's on TV in prime time, what they hear at school. I think it's best they have the information.
Joan says her family is religious, but she says she feels it isn't appropriate to expect a public school to teach religious values when it comes to sex education. Van Dolen says that it's the parents' responsibility and not the schools to educate their children about sex and their family values about sex.
I like the fact that my child can learn about sex education from a trusted source at the school in a safe environment, and then that can be complemented by what I as a parent feel is my role. And my role is to, of course, answer questions that they might have about the material that's presented, but also to instill our family values, our family morals.
NEISD sex education classes begin in November. Parents have the option to opt out of their child attending specific modules or the entire curriculum. Louisa Jonas, Texas Public Radio News.